Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, August 11th, 2014. Dog Days of Podcasting continues. This is whatever day it is in the Dog Days, and I am still in San Diego. I had an office day today. This is not the day training started. Training runs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I will be the primary instructor for this training course. So this was prep day. Make sure that the room is set up right. And if it's not, request the people to get it fixed up right. And the one of the technical, both pre-sales and post-sales guy, Leonid, from the company we acquired, was over from Israel. And he was a great help. A little tough to understand sometimes. The accent was a bit thick. He was telling me his experience, and we were making up a bio slide for him for the introductions tomorrow. And he was telling me what his education and certifications and things were, and he was saying Etios. And I thought he was naming a company, and I'm spelling it A-T-I-O-S. And I said, is that right? He goes, no, Etios. He was telling me he had 8 years of something. So it's bound to happen when you're dealing with multicultural companies. It was kind of a funny thing that we both laughed off and moved on. Smart guy. Lots of great experience, and I'm looking forward to his participation Monday. He hit the brick wall, though, late afternoon because he's jet-lagged. It's 2 or 3 a.m. for him, and it's about 5 a.m., and I'm getting ready to leave. And we were still talking about things that we're going to do tomorrow and the lab exercises that we're going to go through. And suddenly he got a second wind, at least for a little while, because he was all excited about, oh, yes, yes, that's wonderful. I love what you're doing. And then we can connect this and talk about that. And, oh, you have to mention this and this. So he lit up for about 20 minutes. And then I said, okay, well, I've got to get going. And it was like the light bulb just dimmed in his eyes. You could see he went back to his old jet-lagged self and needed to get some rest. So hopefully he'll be doing much better in the morning. I appreciate him. Lots of smart people. Lots of great help. Yeah, it's a mixed blessing working in an office environment that I sometimes forget about. Nice working at home, lots of focus time, but when you need to interact with people and just walk over to somebody else to get a quick answer, It becomes very cumbersome sometimes to work remotely. When I'm in an office environment, I walk over, hey, Glenn, what do you think about this? And how are you doing that? He goes, oh, can you come back in 10 minutes or I'll come visit you when I'm done. I had a nice meeting with our director, my boss's boss, just catching up and understanding what I'm doing. Because about a month ago, we made a transition where our team of three is now under the training department. And I had a good talk with the director of the training department. We had known each other for a number of years, so it was already an existing relationship, but he wanted to know what my focus was and how my projects were doing and what my vision for the second half of the year was and how I'm going to scale things. Very good discussion. Had a good time. At least I thought it went well. I think he did too, based on what I got from that. A couple things that I wanted to mention last night that I didn't get a chance to, because I had to re-record that thing a couple of times. I wasn't on Wi-Fi, and then I was, and Dropbox wasn't syncing, and then it was. So I am going to record this part. After I recorded it two or three times, I put some things in and I left some things out. And I am staying at a Marriott hotel. I've started to get smart in my traveling days a couple of years ago. And try to focus all of my hotel stays on the same hotel brand so that I could build some loyalty points and get some status. And this is the first time, excuse me, first time at the Marriott that I have achieved gold access. I got my gold access card a couple weeks ago. And this gives me access to the concierge lounge on the top floor. So something I never had before. They have beer in the afternoons and some hors d'oeuvres, and then later they'll have desserts, breakfast in the morning, so I don't have to go hunting for breakfast, or at least wait for the fruit lady to show up at work, which is nice, but by the time I start class tomorrow at 8 a.m., the fruit lady will just be rolling in, so this eliminates a number of problems by giving me access to that lounge. So it's a nice touch. after work today, I went in and I said, hey, what kind of beer do you have? Because I saw wines and distilled spirits on the bar and some cheeses and whatnot. She said, we have Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Budweiser. And I went, I think I'll have water. So it was nasty. Then I walked over to the Embassy Suites, met a couple of friends, a couple of coworkers, and we had some sushi, and I had a nice tall bottle of Arrogant Bastard. So that was nice. I also have an elite status with the car rental company. Now, the car rental and the hotel are all filtering points into my airlines, so they add up really, really fast so that I can get the kids to Arizona for Christmas or for next summer or whatever, or get Donna and I a trip. Now, some people will accumulate hotel points for a hotel stay or car points for a car rental. I'm funneling them all into one place, and that's my Delta Airlines points. National was kind of cool when we picked it up. We used to have Avis as our preferred car company. Now it's National. But Avis ticked me off last summer, or last spring, and I ditched them before we made the company switch. So I went to Budget for a little while. Good prices, decent cars. I liked the location of the rental place. It was right on an easy strip, easy, close to the airport. Easy in, easy out. They weren't real generous with the rewards points, at least transferring them to the airline. It was better than nothing. And then about 2 weeks after I made my switch, the company switched to National. Well, I already had two or three trips in the pipeline, so this is the first trip that actually went to National. Nice thing was, they said, if you have, you know, super-duper elite status on Avis, you can transfer that over to the same status on National. Now, travelers, if you already have a status on an airline or car rental or a hotel, and you're thinking about switching, ask if they will match your membership level. It can't hurt to ask. They did this at National, and I wasn't sure, because back in 2011, rented from National, maybe it was Enterprise, I'm pretty sure it was National, in Newark, New Jersey. I was there for a customer. I was there about 6 weeks out of 9 weeks in the summer of 2011, and I just didn't like National. I felt like a second grader. They were walking us out to the car, and they'd walk and look around the car and make you sign the paper, and I didn't need to be escorted to my car, so I was a little reluctant to go back to National. This trip to San Diego has changed my impression of National car rental. I got on the car shuttle, rode to the car rental place from the airport. I got off of the shuttle, and they said, Emerald to the right, Emerald Executive to the left. Well, I looked at my card. I pulled it up in Evernote because I scan all my loyalty cards. Don't want to carry around a big fat wallet of 32 loyalty cards. And went, oh, I'm Emerald Executive. But I didn't know what to do. I'd never done this with National before. So I got to there was a gentleman standing there at the counter, and I said, first timer, what do I do? He says, see these two rows of cars? Pick one. All the trunks were open, so I didn't really know what the cars were. There was a Chrysler, there was an Nissan, there was a Ford Mustang, there was a Dodge Charger, lots of nice cars. I didn't want something too big because the parking spaces in California tend to be a little on the narrow side, at least in the hotels and company parking lot that I park in. So I picked out, I think it was a Nissan Altima, decent-sized car, nice power, Bluetooth system, etc., and got in, drove away. They stop you at the gate and say, oh, well, I can't find... They couldn't find my membership number just based on my name on my driver's license. Because I don't know what happened. They hadn't registered something together. Two computer systems didn't talk and do the magic whoopee or whatever computer systems are supposed to do with their SOAP and XML messages in the middle of the night. That kind of sounds perverted now that I think about it. But anyway, I gave them my membership number. Thank you, Evernote, for keeping it in my bank-o stuff. And he pulled it right up, and I drove away. So it was pretty seamless had the systems been talking to each other. Next time, I fully expect to get on that shuttle, get off the shuttle, get in a car, drive away, stop, wave at the man at the booth, and go on. That's about as hard as it's going to be. Plus, all these points will feed into my Delta Airlines points. So, frequent traveling is getting much easier. I got the concierge lounge with the crap beer and the cheese, breakfast in the morning. Life is pretty good. Now, when we get to Phoenix, and I got a business trip, hey, if Donna doesn't have a job by then, she can come on a business trip with me. And we'll have a nice hotel stay, and she can go explore San Diego during the day, and I'll work. I had one business trip like that a few years ago. No, actually, was it a business trip? It wasn't a business trip. It was an HDI trip. It was the Help Desk Institute conference in 2012 in Vegas. And Lisa and Donna came with me. That was bizarre, because normally when I go to trips, I come back to a boring, lonely hotel room and watch the TV. That was nice, because I'd go back to the hotel room, and they'd show up and tell me about the day on the Las Vegas Strip. And one of my favorite memories of Lisa, you know how kids say the darndest things, and you remember them for the rest of your life? This was, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Maybe it was 2011, I can't remember now. And this was Lisa's first visit to Vegas, and Donna and I had been there before. And I said, Lisa, what do you think of Vegas? And the first words out of her mouth were, Dad, I don't want to be a stripper. So, that's nice to always hear from your daughter. On that note, I am going to sign off. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow on the Dog Days of Podcasting. If you want to get in touch with me, it's chuck@chuckchat.com, or you can call the listener line at 206-222-2428. That's 206-222-CHAT. Or, what else? Visit the website, chuckchat.com. Click on the freestyle link, and put a comment on the blog. I don't care. If you like the show, there's many ways to show your love. Blah, blah, blah. I'm getting tired. I'm supposed to go downstairs and meet with a couple coworkers who are here for the class tomorrow. One from, he's either from the UK or Australia. I didn't quite catch his name. And the other from Germany. They have not eaten. I'm going to go share a beer with them. Hopefully, Night Guy will remain in check. Because Morning Guy has to teach a course. So, I will talk to you later. 101. Bye.